Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The world's largest private coal company has just announced it's going to eliminate 250 positions in several states, including Wyoming, the largest coal-producing state in the country. 40% of our coal energy comes from Wyoming. Robert Godbee heads the Center for Energy Economics and Public Policy at the University of Wyoming in Laramie. He recently authored a report on the coal economy, and he's with us now. Robert Godbee, welcome. And how big a deal are these layoffs at Peabody?
Well, you know, these layoffs that we're hearing about, particularly in Wyoming, I mean, it's just 20 jobs, and Peabody employs, you know, over 8,300 people worldwide. So it's not a huge deal to the company, but it's really just a symptom of the larger problems that the coal companies are facing in this industry.
Larger problems like what?
So basically, since 2011, there's just been a dramatic turnaround in the fortunes of these companies. So, for example, if you just look at, say, share prices, Peabody was trading at about $72 back in 2011. They're now trading at like $3. Arch and Alpha, Arch Coal and Alpha Natural Resources, the number two and three in the country. They're penny stocks now. And, you know, in 2011, Arch was trading at $35 and Alpha was around $65. So these companies have just had huge declines. It's really a big change.
Is this about the brand of coal? Is this about competition from natural gas and from wind power and other energy sources? Is this about energy coming in from overseas? What is driving these stocks down?
So it's two of those three things. So it's not really energy from overseas. It's really about competition in the generation market. So the past few years, we all know about how – or we've heard that gas prices, natural gas has gone way down. And so it's become much more competitive. And a lot of utilities are – you know, they produce the cheapest way they can, and they're using a lot more natural gas. Then you add to that the increase of renewables that's occurred over the past few years. That's eaten into coal's market. So the – you know, the percentage of generation that's produced by coal has actually fallen from 50% to 40% over about the last half decade. So that's the first part. Looking forward, the big uncertainty is regulation. Coal is, you know, for better or for worse, the dirtiest fuel. It's also the most carbon-intense fuel. We recognize that, you know, we think we have to do something about climate change, and that means that coal's on the firing line.
And what does that mean in a place like Wyoming? You've been looking into what this means for jobs and the economy there. This is the largest coal-producing state in the U.S.
Right. So Wyoming, a lot of people don't realize this, but Wyoming produces as much coal as the next six largest states producing coal combined. And so in a place like Wyoming, that it's a lot of jobs and it's a big portion of the economy here. I mean, just coal mining produces over 11% of the total state output. It's huge. And so when these sorts of changes are looming on the horizon, the state has to look at that and say, you know, how might we deal with it?
And are they doing that?
They are doing that. In fact, that was one of the reasons that this study was commissioned and we were asked to look at this, was to actually figure out, okay, what's this going to look like? And, you know, what are the conditions that we might be facing?
So is the idea in Wyoming to fight this and try to fight regulation and keep coal as this big industry in Wyoming? Or is the idea, you know, let's move into wind or something or natural gas, something that'll be the future of energy in America?
Well, so you get both, right? So the politics here, Wyoming being a Western state, it's, you know, more heavily Republican, much more heavily. So, of course, there is a fight. You know, they would argue they want good regulation or the, you know, but that means that even those Republicans would have to admit if something's done about climate change, then coal will be affected. And so the second thing is, how do we deal with this? Now, Wyoming produces a lot of natural gas and a lot of wind. But the problem here is, you know, with our projections, we see that if coal declines in output, we use less of it for generation, we'll use a lot more natural gas to replace it. So you might think, well, there's an offset. Wyoming will just produce more gas, less coal. Does it wash out? And in fact, it doesn't. The effect of the other potential opportunities only offsets about 40% of the loss. So we're looking at a big change here. I mean, 11% of the state's revenues come from just coal.
But there are going to be some people listening to this saying, you know what? I feel bad for the people who are going to lose their jobs in the coal industry, but good. We should be moving towards these cleaner fuels and getting more efficient technology.
and that's exactly the case. I mean, if you believe the science, and you know, I don't see any reason why you shouldn't, that's exactly what we need to do. But then the question is, what do we do about these transitions? I mean, for most of the country, we're just looking at an increase in our electricity bills, and most people probably won't even really notice it. It'll happen over time. But for these people, these are really good-paying jobs. We're talking about potentially one job in 10 being lost in the areas where coal is produced. I mean, that's big economic impacts. And so, you know, we have to think about that. I mean, they're bearing the brunt of a policy change that the rest of the country is making.
That's Robert Godby, who is a professor and head of the Center for Energy Economics and Public Policy at the University of Wyoming in Laramie. And as we said, Wyoming, the biggest coal-producing state in the U.S. Robert, thank you.
Hey, glad to be here. Thanks again.
And coal advocates, by the way, are arguing that a move away from coal is going to endanger the stability of our power grid. We're going to be looking at that tomorrow on Here and Now. We're a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.